Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, final hour here. WEEI Afternoons, Christian Arkin, Andy Hart. Nice to have you with us here today as we are live from Gillette Stadium. Not a victory Monday, but some people calling it a moral victory Monday.
Nope.
Not Andy Hart.
Nope. What are we talking about?
Not even a moral victory.
Moral victories come against good teams. Teams like you're surprised you hung with them.
Seahawks are 2-0.
Do you think the Seahawks are one of the better teams in the NFL?
I think they're a playoff team.
They might be.
I think they are. Sure. I'm saying I think they are.
I think they will be in the playoffs.
I think they will make the playoffs.
I think you're out of your mind to say that after 2 weeks.
I don't know if I picked them to, but I think that now. I do think that now.
You change everything
after
2 weeks.
I like their defense. I like their coach. I like their offense. I mean, there's a lot to like about that team. That's a team that could be going places.
I think there's a lot to like about that team. And maybe some of the circumstances of that division. The Rams maybe aren't as good, and they already have injuries.
Yeah.
The 49ers are already dealing with multiple injuries. Maybe this is a year where Seattle stays healthy and gets there. But I just think moral victory is if you go to San Francisco and lose in overtime by
a field goal,
absolutely a moral victory. You host Seattle in your home opener at 1-0, with them being 1-0, neither coach having coached more than one game in the NFL. You lead in the fourth quarter. And you're calling that a moral victory? I think you could more likely call it a gag job.
Yeah, you could. I think
is it more moral victory or gag job?
It was a winnable game. I think people
coming
into the season.
Gag job or moral victory?
But for one or the other, I'd say moral victory because I expected them to get their ass kicked. That's why. I expected Seattle to win that game by two scores.
I think you were the only one.
Well, fine. But, I mean, I was at least being consistent with my original pick from the start of the season, which was that they were going to lose that game. I only had them winning three games, and that Seattle game was not one of them, and I didn't change my mind after Cincinnati. I thought that maybe the Cincinnati game was a little bit catching a team off guard. I didn't think Seattle would be caught off guard like that. They weren't. They're a more talented team, and they were able to make plays when you couldn't at the end of the game, throwing the ball and stopping the run.
You were just wrong a lot because they didn't blow them out. The Patriots could have, should have won. I was actually the one who was right for the first time in quite some time. I said it was going to be a field goal game. I took the points, the 3.5 points with the Patriots, and I thought the difference might be you were due to not get some breaks. And if you listen to Patriots fans, that's why you lost the game. You didn't get a couple breaks on penalties. Mm-hmm. Difference in the game.
Sure.
Andy Hart, right again.
A miss is as good as a mile when it comes to the actual final score. And I did have them losing the game. I thought they'd lose by more, and they didn't. They hung around, and that's why I lean more towards moral victory. I didn't expect them to compete in that game.
Moral victory.
That's why I lean more towards that than gag job. You think it was a gag job?
Yeah, I think it was a gag job. I think it's a game you should have won. You put yourself in a position to win at home, and you lost it. You made mistakes. You kind of kicked it away. Blocked kicks, sack. You made significant mistakes that lost that game. Even the pass interference. I don't hate it. It's a competitive penalty.
Mm-hmm.
But you very much contributed to the Seattle Seahawks winning that game. So I will not. Moral victories, A, come against better teams, and B, don't come when you blow a lead to blow the game.
Fair enough. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. Let's go to the phones here. AJ is in Dover, I believe, with a thought on the Patriots. Hi, AJ.
AJ just hung up.
What about his cousin Ben?
Yeah, let's go to Joe, who has a thought on the offensive and defensive line.
Joe also is
everybody's hanging up on
the nice job.
All right,
seconds.
Well, I'm just looking here.
We got
here.
David,
I'm
Matt, and Mark.
David, Matt, and Mark, I do not see that on the call screen document. Let's do a little roulette then. I don't even know what the topics are. I don't know where these people are from. So why don't you just pot up somebody's thing?
All right, let's go Mark. Mark wants to talk about Pop Douglas.
All right, Mark, what's up?
Mark. So we need to talk about, guys, why, what's happening?
How are you? Nothing.
So we need to talk about why Pop Douglas is not targeted once in this game. I mean, when you have an offensive line that doesn't have tackles, you need to run bunch formations, you need to run crossers and slants. It's very simple, and I don't know why AVP doesn't understand that.
Good question, and I appreciate the passion. It seems like he's pretty fired up about that.
He should be.
Listen, so's Pop Douglas. Pop Douglas didn't want to talk to the media. He was throwing some shade, I think, I would say, at the coaching staff, right? Maybe a little bit of Brissett. I don't know exactly how to interpret all that. But after the game, if you missed this, Pop Douglas was not talking to the media. And then today, when he finally did speak, they asked him, you think you're getting used to your full potential? He said, last year I was, implying that this year he's not. And that this year he doesn't like the way the offense is running. He seems pretty upset about it. And part of me likes the fact that he wants to get the ball more. Another part of me, though, is like, hey, you're a second-year receiver. You were a sixth-round pick. You were pretty good last year. No one's going to mistake you for for Justin Jefferson, but you had like a decent little year last year. And so far in this new offense, they're struggling to get you the ball. Chill out. It's week two, buddy. You know, maybe save the temper tantrums for a little bit later on. You're not some diva receiver that everybody looks at and goes, oh, man, this guy's going to hold out. But you know what? They got to pay him, or they got to get him the ball, or they got to do this, or they got to do that. No one thinks that about Pop Douglas.
Yeah, and you're supposed to probably kind of be a leader, I guess. Not really, but kind of in year two, because it's such a young group with no Kendrick Bourne active. KJ Osborne is new. There's not a lot of guys with much, you know, cachet or legacy here in New England. I would say he'd probably be one of the few people that would be looking to go back to last year's offense and Bill O'Brien and what they did last year. But it certainly worked. I think it's premature for him two games because as much as I remember practice field, shouldn't he?
Yeah.
And he knows he was getting targeted on the practice field. He knows he was a part of the offense on the practice field. Two games in to just kind of pop off, pun intended, is a little, it's a little weird. But that's what happens when you lose. That's
a little
what
entitled, almost even, like, you know, like, yeah, that's you think you're supposed to be getting the ball this much? Like, relax.
Yeah, like your the pop ratio, like the Randy ratio with the Vikings back in the day. Like, who the heck are you? And if, I got to tell you, if I were Jacoby Brissett, and we can kind of ask him about this, tiptoe through this, but if Pop Douglas was giving me any kind of
lip,
or I'd say you can
back sass,
pound sand.
Yeah.
I mean, I am under duress half the time, and you're going to bitch about not getting the football? Like, back off. I'm getting the crap kicked out of me. I'm getting hit. I'm getting...
Get out there and block.
Yeah, go do something. Yeah, bring some value to the team. At least I'm trying my ass off. I'm running for my life. So, no, that is not ideal. I'm surprised, too. Like, would you have seen this? If somebody had sort of asked me in August, you think Pop Douglas, if he doesn't get a few catches in the first 2 weeks, will go off? I'd be like, no, he doesn't seem like
absolutely
that kind of guy.
Not. I wouldn't have thought that, but no. I've never met the guy. I don't know what he's like. So, yeah, I mean, that's...
Well, but you've seen him. You've seen him talk. You've seen the energy. Mm-hmm. And I've gone to all the press conferences. I've seen him interact with teammates. If you had said, is there anybody that could do this, Javon Baker would certainly be the primary candidate.
Yeah, I'd
all
put him up there.
Kind of saw that. Mm-hmm. I don't know KJ Osborne, but as a veteran, I could see... Oh, this is my one chance. I'm finally out of sort of the shadow of Jefferson and Addison and those guys. I could see him doing it. Tyquan Thornton, I could see doing it just because of the pressure of this might be it for him.
Frustration.
You're kind of coming to the end of the road of opportunity. I would have not pegged Pop Douglas as the guy to be an issue. And I wonder if it'll be addressed. I wonder, you know, this it's a weird world for Mayo because I don't know where the organizational philosophy is anymore after we lived the Judon experience where – yeah, we want you to have opinions, and feel free to voice them publicly if you want. And then a couple days later, it's like, we'd prefer these things
get
be kept.
Get bleep out of here. Yeah. And they shipped them out to Atlanta.
It's not productive for anybody. That's the one thing. It is absolutely not productive, so it's less than ideal for Pop Douglas the way he's handled it.
If they had traded for Brandon Ayuk, and he wasn't getting targeted in the first 2 weeks making $35 million, then you wouldn't have to say anything. Everybody else would be saying it for you. Hey, you got a good receiver here. Get him the ball.
Right.
Not people. I mean, obviously, the caller just now is saying get the ball to Douglas, and I think we'd all prefer they did, but not to the point we're going to be blowing up Jerod Mayo for it or even Alex Van Pelt. Like, it's a big offensive struggle here. It's not just Pop Douglas.
It's not just Pop Douglas. It's not just the passing game down the field. Like, no one's getting the ball.
Right.
Other than Hunter Henry, no one's getting the ball. They're throwing screens. They're throwing to the running backs. They're throwing to the tight ends a little bit. The receivers are not – this isn't a Pop problem. This isn't a you issue, Pop Douglas. You seems like the world revolves around you. It does not. This world revolves around right now Jacoby Brissett, who doesn't have protection, doesn't have the time to find guys, and maybe doesn't even have the scheme that is quite ready to hit its stride in terms of the passing game.
This is interesting.
Oh.
The injury report, because they didn't actually practice today, but if they had practiced today, here's your injury report. Your DMPs, Juwan Bentley. Left the game yesterday, shoulder.
Makes sense.
Vidarian Lowe, dealing with a problem in his
banged
knee.
Banged up.
City So?
God forbid, play the sounder.
David Andrews.
That's not great.
David Andrews with a hip would have been a DNP today. Now,
so.
Now you got my attention because, listen,
FanDuel app being opened as we speak to look at what the number is for the Jets.
I'm wondering about that myself. If yeah. David Andrews can't go and Vidarian Lo- and I can't believe I'm even putting those two in the same sentence like this, but if it's...
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
A backup center. I don't even know. Your third tackle, they're going to have to activate someone off the practice squad if Lowe can't go. Or maybe the rookie
Wallace
goes out there and play Wallace plays. But then someone's got to be your swing tackle. It's going to have to be one of these other guys. City So already out. I mean, if David Andrews can't play, I'm sorry, but forget about the running game. Not forget about it completely because I still think Stevenson can do something here. But if you don't have Andrews out there blocking up the middle, that changes your running game considerably. All of a sudden, you're not as confident in it, and you're not pushing forward as much as you might think so. Limited, by the way, Anthony Jennings, Marcus Jones, Onwenu, Jabril Peppers.
Are they going to have a line?
Laden Robinson was limited, and Dietrich Wise was limited as well.
So every offensive lineman is hurt.
Everybody's got something, yes, except for...
Michael Jordan.
Michael
B. Jordan is not hurt.
He's the only one. The guard. Guard, Michael Jordan.
By the way, I put those jokes to bed. We're done with those. Yeah. Week two, it's like, you know, how long can you say Happy New Year? We've reached the point. No more Happy New Year.
No more Michael Jordan.
No more Michael Jordan jokes. I just definitely laid the 6.5 points for the Jets on
Thursday
night.
Okay, well, there you go. Listen, Andrews may play. I mean, it's just a DMP, but you don't even really get to practice. They're going to have a walkthrough tomorrow, and then they go, and that's
they
it.
They travel
right?
on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Yep, absolutely. No, that's a debacle.
Yeah.
The offensive – how did Gerard put it? Shaky at best?
Average at best.
Average at best.
Average at best.
And now –
Now David Andrews is not average.
No, and we saw in the preseason, whenever there was a backup center in practice or preseason games, chaos ensued. It was terrible. They couldn't snap the ball.
You're right.
No, like – They
Didn't
couldn't
matter.
Snap the ball.
The ball was going flying.
We got other teams that somehow snap the ball with vomit on it. The guy vomits on the ball, and he can snap it and get it to the quarterback. Clean ball, clean everything, and we can't do it. So
I wouldn't say it was a clean ball.
You know what I mean.
Right.
But, no, this is not good.
No, it's not. Again, if you missed it, the Patriots did not practice today, but if they had practiced, David Andrews, Vidarian Lowe, Juwan Bentley, City So, and O'Shane Jimenez all would have been DMPs. I know that last one really hits hard. 617-779-7937. There's your phone number. We're hoping to talk with Jacoby Brissett. 5:30 is the tentative
time.
Wait,
he's not on there?
He's not on there.
At all?
No sign of him anywhere. No sign of him on this list. Cadlick tweeted it out, and I don't see Jacoby Brissett either a DMP or limited. He would have been
I watched the game. He got the snot kicked out of him. Things hurt.
I would imagine he's not feeling great. But he is a full participant, or at least they want the projected he is a full participant,
yeah.
And would not have been limited in
or
practice today if they had one. It's a hypothetical practice, so it's hard to, you know.
Or they don't want the Jets to know that Drake May is starting until the last possible minute, so they can, by God, that's Drake May's music.
Oh, yeah. Hmm. That'd be something. But they're quaking in their boots, in their gangrene boots over there. 617-779-7937. Well, if there's no offensive line to protect them, I don't think they're too worried about it.
Run, Drake, run!
All right, we're going to take a quick break here. Stiz is going to get you caught up on what's trending, and then hopefully we'll be talking with Jacoby Brissett.